Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Rome, Italy. The doctrine of the Virgin Mary in the church today is setting the stage for the appearance of a worldwide false religion during the tribulation period in Rome. That's the headline. In a moment, Mike Gendron will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What's wrong with the doctrine on Mary for the Catholic Church?
As many of your listeners probably know, the Apostle Paul warned us that some would come and preach another Jesus and another gospel that is led by another spirit. And we look at the Roman Catholic Mary, and she is another Mary. The Catholic version of Mary is dramatically different from how she is revealed in Scripture. Satan knows that Christ is the only Redeemer. He's the only mediator between God and man. And so he is trying to deflect Roman Catholics away from Christ and point them to Mary. So that's why we have to warn Roman Catholics to look to Christ and not to Mary.
Talk to me about Revelation chapter 17. It's the foretelling of a false religiosity to be headquartered in Rome, Italy, in the future. How does this all play into that end-time scenario focused on Revelation 17?
Well, that's a good question, Jimmy. We know there will be a global religion that will worship a man who calls himself the Christ. And, of course, born-again Christians will have no part of this because we'll be out of here. Those that remaining, the false converts, will gather together under the papacy, and they will look to another Christ. And Satan is using apparitions of Mary to bring about a global religion. We're warned that in the end times it would be marked by lying signs and wonders. Mary is appearing in more and more places throughout the world, that is, apparitions of Mary. We're told to test every spirit in 1 John 4:1. Test what they say with the Word of God. She says that she's coming for all of her children from all religions, and that unless you are devoted to her Sacred Heart, you will have no part of salvation.
Mike Gendron with details on our lead story of the Virgin Mary and the false church during the tribulation period. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God's Word is absolute. It is the word of authority in all spiritual activities. A wrong doctrine on the Virgin Mary is actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. I'm talking about the One World Church that will be set up during the tribulation period, headquartered in Rome, as foretold in Revelation chapter 17. Revelation 17 gives us all the details on this false church that was actually founded in Babylon some 4,500 years ago. Jesus warned of deception in the last days, Matthew chapter 24, and he said that deception will lead us to a pseudo-church which will be led by the Antichrist. This end-time scenario that is found in God's Word, Revelation 17, is about to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...